Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting seventh. The catcher, Danny Kravitz. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ray Herbert. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Larry, and towards Fernandez, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Virgil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost strikes out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Virgil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Virgil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Chee-Ti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Ti hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry bunts towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Virgil moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert bunts towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Virgil covering, for the out. Hamlin moves to second. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hamlin scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into right field. Colavito picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Colavito. Tuttle goes all the way around to score. Lump moves to second. It's Athletics, 2, Tigers, 2. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 1 in the game. Herzog hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lump moves to third. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Virgil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash hits a pop-up towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Fernandez moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline is walked intentionally. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey strikes out. Two outs. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Kravitz hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0 for 1 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 0 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Larry moves to second. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hamlin strikes out. One out. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 0 in the game. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maxwell is hit by the pitch. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Virgil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maxwell scores. Colavito moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0 for 2 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 2 in the game. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaborn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herzog moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Lary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lary is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lary hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Yost moves to second. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Maxwell is hit by the pitch. Yost moves to third. Cash moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a line drive into left field. Seaborn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0 for 2 in the game. Kravitz hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Ken Hamlin. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Virgil fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer pinch hits for Ray Herbert. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Johnson now playing shortstop. Marty Cutina now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaborn. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Virgil bunts towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Virgil for the out. Kaline moves to third. One out. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0 for 3 in the game. Chiti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. Frank Lary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lary hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. GT moves to third. John Sitoris now pitching. Neil Chrisley pinch hits for Eddie Yost. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. GT scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Tigers. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Chrisley moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops it up and throws to first, with Sitoris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Coot Veal now playing third base. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lump hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-3 in the game. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0-for-3 in the game. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Virgil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.